Let's Talk Ministry, looking at Matthew chapter 7. Read a couple verses out of Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you may not be judged. For the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when you have the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. I've been doing a Bible study on reconciliation, and I don't know if this is true for you, but for me, it's easy to find things in other people's life rather than looking at my own life. And so just been reminded and working on, okay, Lord, I want you to do things in my life first before I point out things in other people's lives. Lord, I want the Holy Spirit to show the log in my own eye before I go pull out the speck in someone else's eye, which is not normally how we live our lives. And the way we're programmed is always to see everyone else's issues because of our sin nature. I can tell you five things wrong about Susan, but I don't know if I want to look at one thing that's wrong about me. And so it's really easy for us just to get caught up in that and just kind of keep on going. So as you're reading different passages of scripture, involved in different Bible studies, like I'm involved in, this one just was an eye-opening thing for me, just a great reminder for me to pause and say, hold on a second, look at yourself first rather than other people. And it's a neat opportunity, which is also hard, for you to really start to think biblically. It's, okay, Lord, what do you want to do in my life first before you want to do something in someone else's life? How do you want to change me before you want me to go talk to someone else about change? And you know, a chance, maybe not a something that's real fun, but an opportunity to take a spiritual growth step, not based on your feelings, not based on your emotions, but based on the truth of the scriptures. So if you're going to judge people, just know it's going to cost you one day. To make you aware of that is something that you need to be made aware of, but it also now it's going to be a choice that you have to make to say, you know what, I'm going to walk in that. I'll accept that truth. I'll allow that to be part of who I am as a person. A Christ follower is a person who is willing to work on reconciliation. A Christ follower is willing to look at their own issues first before they start to point out everyone else's issues. And I realize you've probably heard this, but it'll be neat for you just to go back through and think your way through Matthew chapter 7. I know God has a plan for your life. I know that all things work together for good. I know that he's given you a comforter in the Holy Spirit, truth. I know he's prayed for you, that not to take you out of this world, but to keep you in this world. But he's also left us other instructions, and part of those instructions mean that you and I need to look at our own lives, inspect our own lives first before we inspect someone else's. So Jesus, thank you for your word and how it can be a guiding life, a voice for us as we live our lives today. You've given us scripture. You've given us your word so that we can navigate here on this earth. So allow us not only to read it and to know it, but allow us to apply it to our lives. May the Holy Spirit be the guider in that, the empower in that, and really the enforcer, making it happen in who we are as a person. So we thank you for this opportunity. We love you. We're excited about what you're doing in our lives. It's your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.